Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to the first hour of Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. Jazz for the Asking is a two-hour show, but there are some stations that run 1 hour. So welcome to whatever hour you're listening to us on, and of course, whatever station. We begin today's program with the Anna Lundqvist Quartet from Sweden. This is from a new CD called City. Here they are with Airplane.
Thank you.
From Sweden, the Anna Lundqvist Quartet with Airplane from the new CD City. Many of you have suggested we play more Latin jazz on the program. Well, we're going to do that right now. This is a recording that was released by Radio Netherlands Worldwide in 2004, called Arsenio. It's a tribute to music composer Arsenio Rodriguez. It features the Cubop City Big Band and was recorded in Hilversum, Holland. The album was released commercially a year after 2004 on the Tam Tam Records label. The track we will listen to is called Mulata Rumbera, here on Jazz for the Asking. Thank you. the Cubop City Big Band, with a composition by Arsenio Rodriguez called Mulata Rumbera. Our email address, by the way, is pcjmedia@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just do a search for PCJ. And if you do add us on Facebook, you can make a request. This request is for a listener by the name of Raj Fernandez, who lives in Mumbai, India. He would like to hear something from Coleman Hawkins. So, here we are with a track called Hawk Talk, going out to you, Raj. Going out to Raj in India, Hawk Talk by Coleman Hawkins. I should mention, of course, that if you visit our website, you can listen to all past editions of this show. If you go to the webpage for Jazz for the Asking at pcjmedia.com, you will find all the programs and a brief write-up. And you can subscribe to them in iTunes. So you can bring the show on your iPad, your iPhone, and your iPod, and listen anywhere you want. We're now going to move along to Bill Evans and his trio from the album Waltz for Debbie that was recorded in New York City, June 25th, 1961. It's a live recording. The track we will listen to is called Detour Ahead. Now, what is interesting about the CD version of this is they have different takes, meaning it was recorded on the sad date, but they played the track twice and released both sessions. It was recorded at the Village Vanguard. ¶¶ Bill Evans and his trio, recorded at the Village Vanguard in New York City, June 25th, 1961. The album that it was released on is called Waltz for Debbie, and we listen to Detour Ahead. One aspect of jazz we haven't played before on the show is blues. Blues, of course, has made major influences on jazz. The track we will listen to now is from American blues artist Kenny Neal. This is from an album he released in 2001 on the Telarc label. The track is called Remedy. The CD is called One Step Ahead. And this is an absolutely fantastic piece that I think will really get you going.
I'm afraid I'll freeze. I spend my last gold dollar getting in the shape that I'm in, running for the border just as fast as I can. Well, last September I was on the road. Now I'm on your truck to save my soul. You got the cure, you hold a key, you got the remedy. wasn't blind, but now I see you got the remedy. Now I believe that you got something just like a stingery. And when you turn to move on, you put the hold on me. Now I might get better, but I won't get well till I'm over the line and I'm under your spell. I'm like a spider climbing up the wall. I hear something funny, my maiden call. You got the cure, you hold the key, you got the remedy. Once was blind, but now I see you got the remedy. Singing hallelujah when I see you come. I left my mind at the fork of the road. Now I'm out here carrying a heavy load. You got the cure, you hold the key, you got the remedy. Once was blind, but now I see. You got the remedy.
Kenny Neal and Remedy from the album One Step Ahead. Now, when I invite you to write in, of course I welcome complaints, and we have one right now that I hope we can remedy. A listener of ours in Kenya said that he heard us play a Dave Brubeck track. That was a live recording, but we faded it out at the end of the show before he can even hear the ending. And he said he didn't like that, and can we play the track in full? Well, Jonathan, we're going to do that right now. The album is called Double Live, the Dave Brubeck Quartet from the USA and the UK. Here they are, recorded live in Washington about 10 years ago, with Take Five.
Thank you.
There we go, Jonathan. The full, unfaded live version of Take Five by Dave Brubeck and his quartet. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour on some stations. Some stations will get the second hour of the program next week. But if you're listening to this station, stay tuned because you will hear another hour. Does that make any sense? I hope it does. It didn't to me. We're going to end with Jimmy Smith from one of my favorite albums from Jimmy Smith. It's called The Cat. It was originally released in 1964 and has some fantastic musicians on it, including, of course, Jimmy Smith on organ. Lalo Schifrin is arranger-conductor. Kenny Burrell, guitar. And George DeViver on bass. And Phil Krause on percussion. Grady Tate on drums. It is a fantastic recording. We will listen to Blues in the Night. Once again, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com for your requests. Stay tuned. More of this great music will continue. Thank you.